Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, folks, thank you and welcome. This is Black People Business Wednesday on Thursday. And this is the talk show for the Association of African American Single Mothers and the Diary. And I am its host, Stacey F. Johnson. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for listening. We have people listening to us every night. And it's a great thing that we can be recorded and everything. That way you guys can listen whenever you'd like. And, you know, I do this out of a labor of love. And I love, you know, to teach, and then that has always been one of my things. I love to teach. I love Black history, and I really see that there is a deficit when it comes to Black history in America and us learning about it, and it's not a nice issue. It's not a pleasant thing, but, you know, it is our history, and those that, of course, refuse to remember and recall are doomed to repeat. And I think in some states in our country today, we are repeating the voter ID law that we allowed. First of all, we didn't vote after Obama won, so that allowed Republicans to win, get control of the House, Senate, whatever they're in control of, which allowed them, gave them power to pass these laws. Because, you know, a lot of places, for some reason, I'm from California, one of the most sophisticated states in America, next to New York, you know, and we just, and my parents, you know, just as, you know, wanting to raise children that were been able to compete in the world and be successful, you know, not having an ID in California, you can't live like that. So obviously there are some parts of America where you can live like that. And you can survive without an ID, and if you choose to vote, you got to have one. So I'm proud to say, happy to say in the news today, they announced, I guess, voter ID law was stopped in Texas, you know, and that's a good thing, you know, because there's a lot of minorities, a lot of Blacks in Texas, and Texas is technically the South. I know we never think of it as such, but Texas is the South, so... Yeah, of course, they passed it there, and it was, I guess, the Supreme Court or wherever, the highest court they took it to, banned it, said no, and for a couple reasons. And they noted that one was that, you know, it's too many Black people in Texas, and too many of our people don't have ID. So what's that tell you now? You know, if I were the Black leader in America, I would be trying to tell my people, look, if this is how they're going to play, then you need to be one up on the game. See, and that's how I was raised. You know, I was raised to be one up on the game. You got to be up on the game. In my house, with my mom and daddy, baby, you got to know twice as much to go half as far in America. So what does that mean? You got to be a Barack Obama. Imagine how smart our president is if you got to be twice as good to go half as far. Well, we know, George. But, I mean, but think about it. You know, my family, hey, not being educated wasn't an option. You wasn't going to go nowhere if you didn't choose to be educated. And you got to be educated in America. And it's our lack of education. It's our lack of political knowledge. It's our lack of even caring. And it's our love of the things that we have in front of us now with all the fake shit, the reality shows. Who doesn't go on their Facebook page every day? And all of that is a bunch of bullshit. You know what I'm saying? It can be. Because I'm on it, so I'm bullshit if I'm on it. It can be, and 99% of it is. But, you know, some of us choose to use it for positivity and for goodness, and we're very blessed to be able to live in this time in America, this time in civilization where our voice can be heard anywhere across the world. We're very blessed, and we should know that, and we should be using our words and our actions and everything to bless people, not to curse people. You know, and I get on people, and I do it. I think I get on people because if I was in your shoes, this is what I'd be doing. I was in less than your shoes, and this is what I was doing. You know, we owe it to our children. We owe it to our old people. We owe it to our families to kind of step up to the plate. I mean, like I said last night, you know, I'm embarrassed to be Black. You know, and I walk around with a chip on my shoulder because they think I'm Shaquanda. I go out there and I choose to have blonde hair and I choose to drive a Cadillac and I choose to do the things that I like, but they think I'm Shaquanda. I choose to have an education. I choose to, I chose to have two businesses that the one first was very successful and the second appears to be successful. I mean, I choose to do all of those things just like you, but because my skin is brown, I'm Shaquanda. So you come at me like I'm Shaquanda. And you know what? And Shaquanda need to straighten up her shit so they won't think I'm Shaquanda or Shaquanda's mama because I put them in check. You know, all of us ain't like that. But see, the majority of America is just ignorant because what have they seen from black people? A bunch of ignorant bullshit. Okay? So, yeah, they think I'm Shaquanda, but then you put them in check, you good, and you go on with your life. And as a black person, that's the existence of you in America. Putting them in check, either you can put them in check and handling your business and getting, you know, and handling your business, or you just part of the system, part of everything that's wrong with black America. That's something I saw on Facebook. You know, there was pictures of black kings and pictures of some of our most recent black leaders, pictures of, you know, and then there was a set of pictures of all this old bullshit about black people, you know, all the rap leaders and all the bullshit, all the bullshit that we think is so great about being black today. And somebody said, now, if you know these people, the bullshit people, and you don't know the kings and the queens and the leaders and the blah, blah, and the black historians and blah, 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 then you are what's wrong with black America. If you walk around acting fancy at 3 in the morning, 2 in the morning, whenever your show is, and you, again, if that's you, you are what's wrong with black America. If you are looking like you just put down a bottle and you drunk as hell, but some reason somebody put you on major TV and you still talking about being on the back of the bus was acceptable, but it ain't acceptable no more. Yeah, it's acceptable for you because you've been talking that same old raggedy-ass shit when I was in diapers shitting on myself. Now I got a grandson that ain't even in diapers shitting on himself, and you still talking about that tire shit as if it just died with Dr. Martin Luther King. That's what's wrong with black America. And you, everybody get mad at Bill Cosby. I was some about Bill. I hope he didn't pass. I didn't even look. He was trending today. But, yeah, he's right. He's mad like me, and he choose to speak his mind. Okay? If, oh, your first show and your highlight shit is putting on Jay-Z and his wife, you are what's wrong with black America. And you take your money to Africa, where the Africans don't give a damn about African Americans. You take your money to Africa, you are what's wrong with black America. Let's see, who else? Who else? All you fancy Negroes, I got them in my family. You are what's wrong with your black family and black America. You know, and I just thank God every day I wake up for the Hueys and the Malcolms and the Martins and the Willa Mae Johnsons and the Willie Thomas Johnsons, my mom and daddy, that taught their kids to be proud about their blackness. And, you know, I don't want to hate white people, but you just make it so hard to love you. But I try because I know I'm only going to succeed in life if I love people, even the ones that are hard to love. And I'm just, you know, it's like, yeah, well, I guess we're all racist in a way. But, you know, we need to talk about this stuff. It's not going away. And those of us in the black community who have money, who succeeded, you know, I even sat back in my lifetime and had a conversation with a damn crack dealer. And I mean, their mentality is they target the black people. I mean, and they don't give a damn. And they're sitting and tell me how, yeah, when I first started messing with her, she had a car. This is the crack dealer. And the black crack dealer only selling it and making it consciously aware in his mind. He go to bed every night or whatever he do, consciously aware that he goes out there every day targeting his own people. That's a sick race of people right there. That's a sick race of people. We're a sick-ass race of people. And the only thing, and Chirac, all that shit, all that is bullshit. Chirac, some ignorant-ass kids where you come from. Okay? Because we all blessed, and how we get what we get is between us and God. But if we are successful and in this country, if we are black and successful, come on. You owe it to the people that gave you opportunity to use the word nigga as your friend, okay? You owe it to the people that gave your ignorant ass, my ignorant ass, the opportunity to use the word nigga and use it as you is my nigga. I know people. Old people live today, they don't want to hear that word because that wasn't no friendly word. You owe it to those people every day you wake your ignorant ass up and thank God and do something for somebody, because the black experience in America is a bunch of bullshit. And anybody like me that speaks up, you know, oh, I'll get some thumbs up on some bullshit all day long on Facebook. But get some thumbs up on some, quit showing your ass. Quit worrying about bullshit. You don't get no thumbs up on that. Hey, how about trying to get out there and help a boy that won't get killed? There's a lot of boys that might get shot tomorrow, but may not. Like Trayvon Martin, all the ignorant ass niggas I know wearing a hoodie. They ain't never wore a hoodie, wearing a hoodie and a tie. Ain't never, what for what? What you doing today? What you doing today? Waiting to see what happened. You ain't going out there and helping nobody, all your fancy ass niggas. That's done, and hey, can't nobody call you a nigga better than your own. And we need to just quit trying to be fancy and with no purpose. From the church pastor to the little crackhead niece of mine, that ain't none but a crackhead, okay, and don't take care of mama. You should be very ashamed of yourself. You should be ashamed. Anybody going to take an old nigga a care package on Sunday because he committed a crime you know he committed, he's capable of committing, you should be ashamed of yourself. Go give him a care package of a Bible, okay, and some paper and pen so he can go and write letters of forgiveness to everybody he's hurt, okay? We don't comfort bullshit. That's what's wrong with black people. All the bullshit is cute and fancy and nice. Again and then again. You know, Cornel West, you know, I love you guys, but be of some purpose other than kissing all your own ass. If people have money, they can open up centers. People can come to those centers. Kids can actually learn. I stopped trying to be a tutor in the public school system because it's all a bunch of bullshit. They don't want them kids to learn nothing. They don't want them to learn a damn thing. And black leaders, if you have any oomph, any juice, you need to be doing something with your money other than kissing your own ass with it. Fancy Negroes, it's time to stop. You know, it's really time to stop. Nobody still to this day, Martin Luther King, I had a dream. Everybody's still talking about a dream. That man been dead how many years, and we still talking about a goddamn dream. It's ridiculous. From the fancy niggas in your family to the fancy niggas on your TV, if you're not helping somebody somewhere, and you can help somebody right where you are, I'm helping people I don't even know right where I am, and I was just homeless. And I put myself in a situation for other people because people will just take advantage of you and other people if you let them. And that's what has happened. You know, just give the black people video games. That'll get killing in their minds. All that shit. All that has a purpose, you know, and if you see your people struggling, you need to get up off your ass and do something. From your family members, okay, to the people across the street, to the people next door. Nobody give a damn you know how to play basketball. Nobody give a damn. I want to know that you can solve a quadratic equation. Do you know the order of operations? Do you even know what the hell that is? I don't give a damn that you know how to beat every video game that's out there, and quit buying bootleg everything. You don't get a blessing when you take. Fancy niggas, we just need to stop. We need to get our shit together. It's time to get your shit together because we're going backwards. And you don't even know you're going backwards. So thank God for the Supreme Court in Texas. Now, all you Negroes in Texas, go get a damn ID. If you need help, what could it be in Texas? $10, $15? Call me. I'll give you $15. We'll get a $15 fine for all the Negroes that don't have licenses that want to vote. Because that is the last reason that we should lose a black president, because you don't have an ID. And people smarter than you and smarter than me see what they put together and they use it against you. And if you're not educated and you don't give a damn about nothing but bullshit, bullshit happens. This is the diary. This is Black People Business Wednesday on Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday. But you know what? The Jesus I serve wasn't a punk. He didn't sit back and let shit happen. He wasn't nosy. He didn't get in everybody's business. But when he saw something, he took care of it. When there's injustice, when he went in there and he saw the money changers in his daddy's house acting like ignorant ass fools, he didn't say, oh, that was, you know, I'm Jesus and everybody should love, please leave. No, he went and kicked over the tables and told him, get out, get out. Stand up to the devil and he'll flee. Everybody sits back and watches his ass and then wonder why he ruined your life. Stand up to him, talk to him. All this shit is bullshit. Republicans, you're just a bunch of racists, okay? You're not, and I figure God said leave it alone because they're not going to win. This is my country. I don't run my country like that. Whatever Barack Obama is, I don't run my country like that. So leave it alone. They ain't going to win. This is the diary. This is Black People Business Wednesday on Thursday, where I want all the fancy niggas to be a little less fancy and be of some purpose. Look at your people. Look at your people. Look at us. Look at us in comparison to all other races. Look at us on every level. You know, come on now. It's all a bunch of bullshit. And there's nobody out there. Everybody talks about the problem. Nobody has a solution. The African American single mother mamas, me, we have solutions. So we start looking for volunteers. We start doing all of this stuff because, you know, if you could have one person, then that's what you should do. And that's what I'm doing. And I'm going to court with my apartment complex because, you know what, right is right and wrong is wrong. And I don't really give a damn and I know my rights. And they've been getting over on 400 people here that live where I live, here in Sacramento, that just don't know their damn rights. And I'm like, what? You did who? What? You let an intelligent Negro move up in here. And I'm, you know, if you don't stand for something, you're going to fall for everything. And these people around here is falling for some shit. That's why I love my mother. I love my father. Thank you for helping me know who I am and what I am. And right is right and wrong is wrong. There's no two ways about that shit. This is a diary. This is Black People Business Wednesday on Thursday. And I want all the fancy Negroes to quit being so fancy and help bring up those of us a little less fancy. God will love you for it. We don't take a break. Damn. Here we go. Hold on. Love Doctor. We'll play Love Doctor. I only got two songs because I forget to take them off. And I work from 4 in the morning until 8 o'clock at night. And I keep forgetting. So I'm going to get some new stuff. But I love you. So here's the Love Doctor. All right, all right. That was the Love Doctor. And this is Black People Business Wednesday on Thursday. And this is Stacy, the host and the founder of the Association of African American Single Mothers, located in the lovely hot Sacramento, California. And let's see, we're talking about fancy Negroes that are just fancy. And you know I've always been an action person. You know, I've done my thing in action to see, to do, to love, you know, that stuff. I'm that kid. I was born watching Channel 7, all right, in Saturday morning from the Osmond cartoons, all that shit. I got the best stuff. I thank God he put me at the right time, the right education. You know, I should have graduated from UCLA, but I knew more than my mama, so I went there a year and went to my little school and got my degree in electronics. But you know what? Me and my supervisor at Fireman's Fund, my last insurance job, she and I guess, were on campus at the same time at UCLA. She went all the way through. I left and went to DeVry and graduated from there. But we doing the same job 25 years later. So I'm like, well, I guess it's okay. Yeah, I paid a whole lot less. So it's good. You know, I have my own business. I grew up not to be a scared Negro. You know, there's so many scared Negroes. That is the thing that just makes me so mad. You know, because I know, you know, fear is Jesus talked about. That knocks you out. I mean, that's why you have belief, because you don't fear because you have belief. And there's so many scared, frightened Negroes. Nothing pisses me off more than the scared Negroes. And you know them. You see them. You know. I mean, if you hear me talking, you know, my voice tends to change doing business. You know, that's part of the conditioning that white America has done to black America. But see, I was born by two old southern black people with pride about who they were, and they black. You know, and say, when's the Voting Rights Act passed? See, and that's why I'm so passionate for me, because I love my dad. You know, my dad was a real man. You know, he raised 11 kids, and one wasn't even his own. You know what I'm saying? He had a kid and adopted him. He had 10 other ones, me being the last. That was a real man. Born in 1912. He was 100 years. He would have been 100 years old this year. My mom would be 90, 10 years apart. Had me at 452. What the fuck they was doing? I don't know. But I love him. And you know what? My dad was, 50-some years old before he could even vote in a country where he served in the fucking military. And people walking around today, like, the voting ain't important. I don't want to slap the T's out. But any young kid, I'm like, you don't even know. You know, because they don't want you to know what people have gone through, what they suffered, gone through. So you could be the ignorant vessel you choose to be. There was a time in history walking around like you walking around and talking like you talking was a disgrace. And then you find 10 brothers where they whip your ass if they ever saw you outside doing it again. Not today. Being ignorant is the norm, because so rich off of people in ignorance. And you know what? If you're a leader, if you black anything with some money, you need to understand, you don't prosper unless your brothers and sisters are prospering. No more complicated relationship. I don't give a damn what nobody say. You cannot compare the black experience in America with the Mexican, with the Asian. There's nobody. There is a unique, and everybody that's got a brain should realize it. There's a unique experience if you are a black American that nobody can understand, that hasn't gone through it or lived with someone that's been through it. You know, I got a friend, whatever, but you know, so don't tell me, you know what, that institution ended, but then y'all ramped it up with Jim Crow, and you ramped it up with your KKK boys, and then you obviously, we needed a civil rights bill up in this bitch. So there's no more of a complicated relationship between a people and a country than America and black people. So kiss my ass if you just think whatever you think, as much as you want to condition black people, the white America, America, for us to not expect anything other than being your servant, you know what, well, you need to realize that you just may become the servant, and being the servant ain't too bad. I mean, that's what Jesus was, so you need to think about it. But nobody has to be a servant. We need to understand the error of our ways and go forward, okay? So, we're being mad that a black man, and not only black people voted him in, you know, only black people voted him in, or quite a few white people voted him in. And so, back to black people. You need to quit being scared to tell white people what they need to hear. I'll be your friend until you show me you're a racist. And I got a friend that I love, and he's a racist. He's a racist. You know, and his friends are more racist than he is, and I'm just like, man, if these are your friends, dude, you are racist. But I love you, because I'm racist too in my own way. And I only come at you when you show me I'm nothing but a nigga to you. So black people, quit being scared, because really, we're pretty much nothing but a nigga to, especially in the business world. Because they don't really have, they haven't had the compassion or I mean, the white experience didn't provide them the opportunity to relate to black people. It just didn't. And we can't blame them for that. We can't blame the Mitt Romneys for being Mitt Romney. But I'm going to blame you, black person, for being ignorant of the fact of who he is. We've always had the extra added opportunity. We had to know all about black, white people because this is their country. Nobody ever had to learn anything about us. So they just assume, and then we have ignorant shit that just took over in the 80s. So black people, you need to vote. You need to vote. And I finally talked my son into, I had to get NBA Network, okay, NBA NFL League, the NFL package. He's in there watching it right now. I said, you will no longer come here and watch. You do not vote with me. Okay. Okay, Mom, I'll vote. There we go. You know, got to understand, young black man, get your brother, get your friends, let's go. We're going to get the paperwork tomorrow. Make sure you can vote right by your house. You ain't got to come to Mom's house to do it. So this is a diary. This is Black People Business. Okay, on Thursday, this is where we want to educate. Well, I want pride. I want people to, when you see some down and low down and maybe even ignorant black person, I want you to say, oh, no, we can't have this because you out there, you being like that, you represent me. Yes, we are brother's keeper, goddammit. Think about Martin Luther King. If he sat back on his ass like you sit back on yours, oh, my God, back of the bus, and you, back of the bus. All right, join me tomorrow. I love you. Have a good night. Do what you do and do it the best way you can. I love you. See you tomorrow.